With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the vast riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. It's Mother's Day on this edition of With Heart and Voice. In addition, we'll mark the feast day of Julian of Norwich this past week on May 8th, and also pay tribute to Notre Dame de Paris, appropriate for Mother's Day, as the cathedral is dedicated to Mary, Mother of Jesus. We hear beautiful and stirring music by Finzi, Ives, Briggs, Bellman, and many others. We'll start off with lovely music for flute and organ by French composer Jean Alain. From his three movements for flute and organ, we'll hear the Marianiello-Reese duo perform the opening movement, Andante. They perform at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Chattanooga. My Spirit Sang All Day by Gerald Finzi was performed by The Singers, Minnesota choral artists, directed by Matthew Culleton. We began with the Marianiello-Reese duo, comprised of flutist Linda Marianiello and organist Keith Reese, as they performed Andante from the Three Movements for Flute and Organ by Jean Alain. As we celebrate Mother's Day, we naturally focus on the concept of love, both human and divine. Our next selection is a hymn setting by Joseph Barnby with words by Dorothy Frances Bloomfield, O Perfect Love, All Human Thought Transcending. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral in this recording. A Song of Divine Love by Grace Dana Ives was performed by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, directed by the composer. It's based on verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as found in the 1992 edition of Celebrating Common Prayer. Earlier, we heard the choir of Wells Cathedral sing the hymn, O Perfect Love, All Human Thought Transcending, led by Malcolm Archer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. April 15th, 2019 is a date that will live in the hearts and minds of millions around the world as the day when a devastating fire ripped through the attic and roof of the Cathedral Notre Dame de Paris. The world was transfixed and distraught at the horrible sight and apprehensive about the future of the building, as well as the historic, religious, and cultural treasures contained therein, including the monumental Grand Orgue and smaller but no less significant choir organ. In the days since, encouraging news has continued to emanate from there relative to both the structure and the organ. The world's thanks go to the hundreds of firefighters who battled the blaze for their skill and wisdom in saving this building and all it represents in the history of Western civilization. We'll pay tribute to Notre Dame with several selections. First, two movements from A Mass for Notre Dame by David Briggs, composed in 2002. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge is led by Stephen Layton, with the composer at the organ of Gloucester Cathedral. We'll hear an improvised organ introit, followed by the Kyrie. two movements from the Messe pour Notre Dame by David Briggs. Stephen Layton conducted the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. French composer Léon Belmont, who lived from 1862 to 1897, was inspired by Gothic architecture such as Notre Dame when he wrote his Suite Gothique for organ in 1895. The third movement, Prière à Notre Dame, can be seen as both a prayer to Mary and perhaps also as a tribute to the Grand Cathedral in the center of Paris. We'll listen to Maxime Thévenot perform. Prière à Notre Dame by Léon Belmont was performed by Maxime Thévenot on the organ of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though the structure of Notre Dame lies dormant for a time in the wake of the disaster, while plans are being made for its rebuilding and renovation, we recall that the last thing sung each day during its active worship life was the chant Salve Regina. Between 2002 and 2007, choir organist at Notre Dame, Yves Castagnier, composed a stunning mass based on that plain chant. We'll listen to La Matrice Notre-Dame de Paris sing the Sanctus and Agnus Dei. They're accompanied by Olivier Latrie at the Grand Orgue, with the composer playing the Orgue de Coeur. Lionel Sceau conducts. Sanctus and Agnus Dei from the Messe Salve Regina by Yves Castagnier. Recorded by La Maîtrise Notre-Dame with organists Olivier Latrie and Yves Castagnier in Notre-Dame. Powerful music in a vast space. As we continue to observe Mother's Day, we'll listen to a text by Jean Jansen based on writings of Julian of Norwich, whose feast day was celebrated this past week on May 8th. Mothering God, You Gave Me Birth is set to the tune Meriton by Henry Percy Smith and here arranged by Tom Trenny, who leads Sounding Light in this recording. Ann Wilson plays the piano.
Thank you.
The hymn, Mothering God, You Gave Me Birth, as arranged by Tom Trenney. It was performed by Sounding Light, directed by Tom Trenney. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 2009, Carson Kuman wrote a wonderful oratorio based on the writings of Julian Norwich in Revelations of Divine Love. He chose to set these writings in the context of metaphors from sea and sky as embodied in the landscape of Nantucket Island. From Kuman's oratorio, we'll hear two movements, the middle of the heart and three heavens. The Choir of Royal Holloway performs with the Buttrick Sinfonia, all directed by Rupert Goff.
Thank you.
Two movements from The Revelations of Divine Love by Carson Kuman, based on writings of Julian of Norwich. Rupert Goff led the choir of Royal Holloway and Buttrick Sinfonia in that performance. Music of Patrick Hawes is next, a piece composed in 2016, Let Us Love. The text is by his brother Andrew Hawes and is an adaptation of familiar words from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. The Alora Singers perform, directed by Noel Edison. Leslie Dayoth accompanies. Let Us Love by Patrick Hawes was performed by the Alora Singers, directed by Noel Edison. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Mother's Day, as well as to honor Julian of Norwich and the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be powerful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.